And welcome back on Katy Country 94, Z96.3 Sports and the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. And we're joined now by Brad Gober. He's the new head coach of the Beloit High School football team. First of all, Coach, I know when you take over a new program, obviously there's going to be some changes within, what the kids are doing and things like that. And I know you're probably not going to give away any game plan information or anything like that. But as far as that is concerned, how do you think these kids are reacting and developing under the new changes here during practices so far?
They've done a pretty good job, We're asking a lot of them. We're doing a lot of things they've never done in the past. And, the challenge is they've been doing, the same offense, same defense for 10, 11 years. And so, and from fourth grade up, and so these kids have been trained one way to do things. And so just breaking old habits to fit our new schemes has been, one of the bigger challenges, but the kids have responded really well, and they're really picking things up. And I'm excited for what we can do this season, hopefully so.
You're talking about them responding. What stands out the most about this group? Are they able to pick it up quick, or is it taking more time? What's standing out the most, I guess, from this group?
They just all work extremely hard, and the kids, they want to be successful. And, we look at huddle and stuff, and we watch film every single day, and every so often I'll get on there and I'll check to see how much film our kids are watching. And we've got, most of the team is over 2.5 hours of film each week that they're watching on their own. So you can tell that they want to be successful, they want to work, they want to know what to do, and so they expect to win. And so it's just one of those things that when you come into a culture like that, it really, really helps. And so there's a lot of hardworking kids who just want to be successful. So that's the biggest thing, I think, with these kids that I've seen so far.
I know when you talk to the community of Beloit, one of the biggest things they've stressed over the last few years is they'd like to see more kids out for football. What are your numbers like this year?
Right now, we're sitting at 43 kids. So we have 43 kids out right now, which is, I'm selfish. I want 50, but we'll get there eventually. But, this year we got 43 out, and I'm excited, and the kids are pumped. So it's been fun having numbers. And at practice, it's really, talking to the coaches how much that, that's helped them with giving our kids a look, because we have enough kids to go full team and to, get good looks. And so, we're not putting freshmen in bad situations, and so it's been a good run for us. So,
you talk about a good run for you. It's been a good run for Beloit, really, in the past in football. So you're coming off of a team that went 6-3 last year. They did lose about six seniors, three of them that were really good. The quarterback on the team, and obviously Hunter Budke and Cadron Cox are over playing college football now, and Hunter's at Hayes and Cadron's up at Concordia, Nebraska. But when you look at that and the culture that those guys have built, how much easier is it for you as a coach to come into something like that as a new guy?
Well, when you come into a team or into a program that has seen a lot of success and they expect that, you're not fighting that battle of a program where there hasn't been success, and they're in getting those kids to understand how hard you have to work to be successful. The kids here just know that, and that's just how they do things. And they do that across the board. They do that at school. They do it in everything they do. These kids just they get it, and so that makes my job a lot easier, because I'm not having to fight that battle and change that part of the culture. And so it's been a blessing in that regard.
But on the same side of things, you do need to try to keep up that culture, right? So what does that do for you, and how does that affect how you go about things?
We do what we do, and we're just going to continue working hard. And there is obviously added pressure when you come to a program that has success, and people expect it. But I embrace that kind of challenge, and I'm excited for it. So.
You're going to open the season against Concordia there on September 1st. Again, we're talking with Brad Gober, the new head coach of the Beloit Trojans, getting set for the 2017 season. What do you expect to see and want to see from your group that first time out, and what do you think the ceiling could be for this team?
Expectations-wise, that first game, we're going to make mistakes. I mean, that's just part of it. First game, both sides, for Concordia and for us, we're going to make mistakes. Game one across the board, it's just one of those things. There, we have to see who can bounce back from mistakes. Who's going to play the hardest? Who's going to fly around, make plays? And so that's going to be a key there. Just how, if we can settle down and really get going. But I think our kids will respond well. They've been in those situations before. Almost every kid on our team has played, significant minutes. So it helps us quite a bit having that experience. So.
Brad Gober, head coach of the Bullitt Trojan football team. Coach, thanks for the time. We'll dive into Concordia and things a little bit more next week on our locker room chats, but we appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to talking with you all season about Trojan football, all right?
All right, thank you very much.